it's your boy, King Swag. This is Henny Tings. Once again, this is Henny Tings, your boy, King Swag. I had to say that twice, because what I'm about to bring to you guys, you know, shout out to everybody listening, all the viewers, appreciate you so very much, you know, on behalf of Henny Tings, hats off to you all for listening, but we're going to jump right into it again. But anyway, listen, today I have to bring you guys something that was brought to my attention once again. I mean, I was just searching the web, you know, looking around. I was looking up some things, streaming. I'm going to keep it real. I've got streaming popping up. We got a lot of things, a lot of big things going on, streaming from gaming, you know, YouTube, everything. So I've just been doing my research. I'm a very methodical gentleman. I like to do my research. I like to know what's going on. But, you know, I kind of sometimes like to be out of the loop when it comes to certain things, because there's a lot of propaganda, a lot of fuckery, there's a lot of things that you hear each and every day. You really don't need all that negative energy, even if it's not involving you. You kind of just push it to the side. At least that's what I do. You guys notice that play on the words push? You know, y'all don't get it. You see where I'm going yet? All right, get out the Draco. Anyway, now listen, so as that segue into the topic of today, Drake, Pusha T dissing one another, and it's reached a whole nother level now. I think, you know, I heard DJ Academic, shout out DJ Academic, he's been doing this thing for a minute, but you see, I hope he may have betted on a losing pony. You don't just go ahead and off rip, you know, touch upon the story. And I remember in the beginning, he did say, you know, a lot of individuals were like, hey, Drake should not mess with Pusha T lyrically, he'll body Drake, so on and so forth. But I think what happened was when Drake dropped Pusha T had dropped Infrared, and he had another track. Basically, Pusha T's been going at Drake, kind of like throwing shots at him and saying things in regards to the ghostwriting and what have you, which we all know about. I mean, most of your favorite rappers and artists on the whole have ghostwriters. It is what it is. Everyone needs to accept it. Everyone was just kind of upset with Drake in regards of him not keeping it 100 and just being honest that he had ghostwriters. I mean, it is what it is, whatever. Fast forward 2018. I'm gonna do this. So Pusha T releases his album. I listened to some of it. That shit's good. It's only 7 tracks, but I mean, it's actually pretty good. I'm not gonna lie. Now, you know, now this guy goes ahead and, oh, who just joined me on my hey, my son, good morning there, buddy. You're awake? You wanna join me on this?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Here, sit down right here. You're gonna join me, you're gonna be a part of it. You wanna say hi to everybody? Wanna say hi? You just speak into this mic. You wanna say hi right now? Still half asleep? Alright. Yeah, okay. Alright, yeah, blow right into that thing. Mm-hmm. Alright, so back on topic. Everybody, shout out my son D3. You know, this is the Trace, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, we're gonna get back on topic. You joining me, my son? Huh? Sit down properly. I want you to make sure you secure. You know what I mean? You secure. Give me high five. Give me high five. All right. Now, we're going to touch back on this topic. Now, if you didn't know, my son, Drake and Pusha T are beefing. Did you know that? You didn't know that? I could tell you didn't know that. That reaction was 100. That boy looked at me. He turned and looked at me like, wait, what? Drake and Pusha T are beefing? Yes, they are. They've been beefing for a while. Okay, buddy? Now, to everybody out there, Drake and Pusha T have been going back and forth for a while, but not really. It's been more so one-sided. It was Pusha T throwing shots at Drake. Drake decided, hey, he's going to actually say, you know, speak his mind on the Duppy freestyle. Now, that Duppy freestyle was raw. He dropped it, what was it, less than 24 hours after Pusha T released his album and what have you. So, yeah, what was it, Daytona? Anyway, he dropped his Duppy freestyle. That was blowing up all over the internet. I mean, you couldn't go on a page without seeing something in regards of that Duppy freestyle. Now, what was it? Apparently, the issue now was Pusha T. I think people weren't expecting Pusha T to respond so quickly. I'm only laughing because, I mean, I'm a fan of hip hop. I mean, I'm you know what I'm saying? Like, I know people in the industry. My family is actually have worked with people in the industry. I'm not going to say anything, but shout out everybody up in New York, Brooklyn, Flatbush, all them areas, you know what I'm saying? All of New York. And I ain't going to just, you know, segregate to one borough because I have family all over. But shout out to all of y'all. Now, you know, this, once again, I think people did not expect Pusha T to fire back so quick. I think it was just like a day or two later he fired back. Now, this ain't like the Meek Mill situation. Meek Mills took forever and a day to respond. No offense to Meek. Like Meek. Meek's music goes hard. I like Meek. You like Meek Mills? You like Meek Mills, my son? Dang, he had no response on Meek Mills. He just literally looked at me in my face, kind of like he didn't have no response. So I guess he's not a Meek Mills fan. Or some, I don't know, maybe he just wasn't a fan of him in that beef. But yeah, so now we're going fast forward since you're here, okay, my son? Yeah, all right. So Drake, you know what I'm saying, or excuse me, Pusha T, okay, what are you doing? Okay, just stop pressing things. You're going to have to go. Daddy love you, but you're going to have to go. Now you're trying to press too many things. Go to Abuela real quick. Daddy love you, okay? Or sit down right over there, play with your toys. All right, uh-huh. Okay, or you walk right back. This is what happens when you're a parent. You see that? But I'm not. I like my podcast to be raw and organic. So, you know, my son, he's just making a guest appearance during all this. You playing with your toys? Yeah. Those toys? Yeah. I love you, buddy. You're fantastic. Now, what's it called? So, I think, once again, I think a lot of people didn't expect Pusha T to fire back so quick. I know I definitely didn't. Well, that's a lie. I kind of expected it, because I mean, Pusha T, we know the caliber of artist and rapper that he is, so I wasn't surprised. Now, Pusha T is methodical with his stuff, and clearly Pusha T has kind of he had some stuff in the closet, you know what I mean? He pulled it right out, skeletons right out of Drake's closet. And I mean, he dropped two big ones. I mean, first of all, we got one big one, you know, the diss track that Pusha T release in response to Drake's Duppy is the story of Aiden or what have you, or Adonis or something. I think it's Aiden or something like that, whatever. But anyway, Pusha T is talking about, and he has on the cover, I think it's Drake doing blackface. Drake is already black. Now, don't get me wrong, I understand he's mixed, he's biracial, he's Caucasian and black, you know, it gets the best of both worlds to a degree. Lucky him, you know what I'm saying? He's light skinned and a motherfucker. But there's, I don't know why the hell he ever did a picture in blackface, because he just dunned his own self by doing that. Because see, things can always be pulled up on the internet. It was not just not smart, was not wise of him to do this. And yeah, Pusha T went ahead and dug that skeleton right out of the closet, put it right there, slap that, boom, here we go, we got a story of Aiden. And then on top of that, now, you know with that picture, you know, Drake had touched on and mentioned Pusha T's fiance. And Pusha T, I mean, just an hour or two ago on The Breakfast Club, he's like, listen, all gloves are off. So boom, he released his track. He released his track, Story 8. And he mentions Drake having a son. You know what I mean? And see, this is something I don't think anyone knew. We just kind of all, we had suspicions of, obviously, because there was a whole thing with that porn star or whatever she is, claiming that she was pregnant for Drake. Drake tried to sweep that under the rug. I mean, Drake's little circle that he has around him, they make people disappear, apparently. They like the Illuminati or something. I don't know, you know. I don't know. I don't believe in all these conspiracy stuff, but a lot of people mention things, making people disappear. I don't know what the fuck going on in Drake's camp, but they just making people disappear. Stories disappear, apparently, because this is apparently true. This is apparently true to some degree. I mean, to a big degree. He has a kid. A lot of people weren't even aware of that. Or if they were, everyone was just keeping it hush hush. I don't know who he paid off, whatever, but he got that bread. Now, Pusha T, he's methodical as hell. He dug all of this up. And those are two major things to dig up on this gentleman off rip, right? It's two major things to dig up. And I don't know how Drake is going to respond, but boy, all I'm going to say is this, Drake. We both Scorpios, man. I'm tell you this. Don't let your head get too hot on this topic. You might wanna go in the booth, sit back in the lab, and dig up some stuff, something deeper than Pusha T's, you know, drug days and all that stuff. Because I'm telling you, boy, you in this and Pusha T got, man, he just, I wish I had the fools from that 70s show. What was his name on? I don't remember. But that kid, he always like, burn, you know, because you got burned, nigga. You could, if this was a, you know, car accident, he just wrecked you out. Like, your car ain't completely totaled yet. You know what I'm saying? But y'all playing bumper cars right now, and he just bashed it into you, like, at least two times. You got bomb, bomb. You know what I'm saying? He hit you with a two-piece. You hit him with that one, you had that quick jab. Like, Skaga, that's what the Duppy freestyle was, a quick jab. Because it wasn't too hard. It was good, though. It wasn't too hard, but it was a nice jab, like that solid jab. If we go in boxing terms, it was solid. But I don't know if you really want to go any further with this, boy. The two-piece he hit you with, I know you may be fit. You got to be feeling it already, because he not only mentioned his lady, he mentioned your lady, which is, and y'all got to listen to that song, man. He really goes kind of hard in it. I'm probably going to have it play, to be honest, at the end of this, or at least a piece of it play at the end of this. You guys really need to listen to it. Mentions Drake's son, which I'm sure more than three quarters of everyone did not even know he had a son. And then he goes further on to say, like, hey, you should kind of let it be more known that you even have a child, as opposed to putting him on an Adidas press run. He put that in the song, and then he actually talked about it even on the Breakfast Club. You know, shout out the Breakfast Club, Charlamagne, Angela Yee, and DJ Envy. Shout out them. Actually, my homie, I'm not even gonna say his name. What's it called? Is it DJ Easy? I forgot his name is. We actually work together. What am I talking about, bro? I should know his name, but that's my dog. He actually knows DJ Envy. See, I know people. Not trying to name drop or nothing, but this is crazy. I'm just trying out this little podcast and stuff myself. You know, me and my squad. You know, we doing this. Man, it's gonna keep getting bigger and better. But boy, I'm telling you, Drake, listen, just take that two piece real quick. Let it simmer and rethink how you gonna come at him, if you're gonna come back at him. Because this two piece he hit you with is pretty solid. It was kind of like that first hit was like a bomb, and then you caught him with the jab. Skaga, that's Duppy, you know what I'm saying? And then he hits you with the story, they didn't, Skaga, you kind of just got uppercutted a little bit, boy. It hurts. So how you feel, my son? Everything good? How you feel? You feel good? Okay, that, what's this? All right, so that's me, your boy King Swag. It's my son D3. We out here. Thank y'all. This is Henny Tings. Once again, thank y'all for listening. And we out. All right. Once again, it's your boy King Swag. This is Henny Tings. Now, this whole, I already touched on it earlier this morning. Drake, Pusha T, Drake. This beef is, the way I was, I have to correct myself. It was Adidon was the name of Pusha T's diss track. But to be honest, I think, I don't know, when you look at it, and this is the debate currently right now, when you look at it in regards to the form of, you know, beef and diss tracks and so on and so forth, going back and forth, I mean, all bets are off. I mean, people say whatever they want about people's family members, so on and so forth. But you have to think to yourself, when is it taking it too far, or is it ever taking it too far? I mean, like, on the streets, so you to the street-wise. Now, if, you know, back in the day when your friends would be like, your mama and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? Let's be honest. I don't know about some of y'all, but I know we would beat up people. You kind of may have taken it. You may have said you let it slide for a little bit, but you could have just went. And by a little bit, I mean it's like one or two of your mamas before you probably going in that person's shit. Now, I only say that to say this. Now, Pusha T went ahead and he mentioned Drake's baby mom as well as his son. Now, I know that's what a lot of people are focusing on, but the light has been shined on a whole nother topic. Now, yes, Drake did mention Pusha T's fiance or what have you. It wasn't even that serious. He mentioned a name. I don't know. I mean, a lot of people saying maybe he mentioned her name because he may have smashed that. And, you know, others are saying that clearly Pusha T, you know, he's in his feelings. And I mean, let's be honest. If a nigga like Drake, let's be honest. Drake, that's a hoe. Drake, you know you a hoe. You Scorpio. Scorpios be hoes. I'm not trying to do all that. Wait a minute. Fuck, I need to edit that part out. I'm a Scorpio my damn self. Anyway, but yeah, so Drake, fuck, I shouldn't have said that. God damn. But anyway, Drake, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure he's going to come back at Pusha T with something. But now the issue is today is, I forgot what it is. MS Day, multiple sclerosis. I forgot what today is in regards of the ailment. But it's like national awareness for ailment and disease, you know what I mean, that plagues a number of individuals. And I mean, it's pretty serious. It's not a laughing matter. It's because, I mean, I think each of us probably have a family member or friend that has something to that nature, even maybe some people that may have passed due to some madness, you know, ailments and diseases and things like that. So, you know, it's a touchy subject. Now, you know, when he touched on it, he mentioned what he mentioned in regards to 40. If you listen to the story of Adidon, which is a supposed play on to Drake's clothing line that he was going to launch for his son with Adidas and so on and so forth and whatever. But Pusha T goes all the way in and he takes off the gloves. He hits him with the 1-2, as I stated earlier this morning. But it was more than a 1-2 because, see, the play on the words of Pusha T, he may have hit him with a 1-2-3-4-5. He kind of hit him up because if you really think about it, he mentions the wife, or not wife, the baby mom is being a porn star, all right? Now, it was soft porn. I mean, she just posed a little naked. And I seen it, though. She looked good. She looked good. But I mean, in regards of looking good, I'm saying, like, she very nice body. Cute face. You know what I'm saying? She ain't bad. I mean, I think I see why he may have, you know, they may have been going at it, and she may drop that thing on her, and he says, yeah. You know what I'm saying? He had a yo in that, you know? And I mean, that happens. That happens, you know what I'm saying? So, shit, I'm surprised Drake didn't already have a kid anyway. I mean, like, yes, we know now that he has a child, but I mean, I'm surprised he didn't have a child like a couple years back, to be real. But that's that squeaky clean image he was trying to, you know, protect. But now let's really dive into this. So Pusha T touches on the whole blackface thing that Drake had did, you know what I mean? And it was supposed to be in regards to, like, Drake, it was something artistic for school, a project or what have you, and he did it with another gentleman, I believe he was African-American, black, yeah, I'm saying, like him. But Drake, that was like a dude who was actually, like, I think African or whatever. And Drake, just being his mixed biracial whatever self, you know what I'm saying, Jewish and black self or what have you, I don't know, maybe he felt like the whole representation of that was to be, and I'm not trying to, you know, I'm just trying to make sense of this. I think we all are. And where Pusha T is coming with his play on the words. So maybe Pusha T touched on that to shed light on it. Now, you know, I will admit that Drake should have touched on this a while ago, because of course it was going to surface at some point. It just don't make you look good, Drake. No offense. Big fan of yours. I think, you know what I'm saying, you're doing your thing. But at the same time, it don't make you look good when you wasn't keeping it all the way real. Now, there's been a lot of situations where Drake hasn't been keeping it real, from the ghostwriting to apparently this, the whole getting chick pregnant. I mean, those text messages were released too. So there's a number of things that, you know I'm saying, Drake tried to sweep under the rug and just like, oh yeah, you know, and that whole invincibility of Drake. But bro, it's you should have just kept it 100 and just kept it real. When each situation's popped up, you should have just addressed it as such and kept it moving, so on and so forth. Like this with the blackface thing, you're gonna need to address that at some point, or I don't know how you're gonna handle it, but you're gonna have to handle it. Now let's go ahead and touch on you know, so that's one blow, wow, you know, the blackface thing. Then you got the next thing, which is the baby moms, you know what I'm saying, bomb, that's punch number two, you know, her being a porn star or what have you, softcore or whatever. Then punch number three, splack, ah, is the son, the child, and I don't think he really should have mentioned Drake's child, but I don't think he meant it in an offensive way. He's just saying, like, why you kept your son secret? Why you didn't bring him to the light? Why you didn't let people know what was this? Like, he deserves, you know, your son deserves more than an Adidas press run. He actually says those lines in the song. You know what I mean? Like, hey, I understand you're trying to wait and all this stuff, but why don't you let people know? Come on, bro. Like, he deserves, show him to the world. He says that in the song, in the story of Adidas. Now, that's punch number three, right? We on punch number three? Is that punch number three? Let me see. One, that's the blackface thing. You got two, the baby moms, you know, doing porn. Three, the child and Drake trying to hide the child. And then four, which I think was just a little too far. He already had the one, two, three. I mean, you already hit him with the, it was, you know, hit him with a little combo. You had the one, two, three. And then four, I think the uppercut, though, which was a little distasteful, was the whole 40 thing. Now, 40, he's a nice guy. Let's be real. When anybody ever heard anything from 40? 40, all he doing is working on Drake's music and making Drake Drake. To be honest, and you know, Drake has said it, without 40, there would be no him. He's quoted this number of times. Without 40, there probably really would be no Drake. So, I mean, and Drake always gives 40 his credit where credit is due, you know, but 40 is 40. He just states himself. He's not all about it, seems like, the mainstream media and all that stuff. He's just doing his job, doing what he's doing. I don't know. That's just his passion. He's in the, he's doing him. 40 is a, you could tell 40 is just a cool, good, chill dude. I mean, I don't know nothing on 40 negative. Like, anyone knows any negative information on 40? I don't know nothing. I ain't got nothing. I was looking. I can't find nothing. Man just seemed like a good dude, bro. So, I mean, and I'm sure we all have our past. He may have his past, too. Like, go a little further. But, I mean, at the end of the day, though, let's get back on topic. It's the whole, he's a good dude from what we all know so far. You know what I'm saying? And he seems like a really cool dude. But the real issue is Pusha T touching on 40's ailment, his disease, is this thing that's like, you know what I'm saying, he's been battling with. And especially on a day like this, and Pusha T, I think he was on the Breakfast Club, they called him, or he called in, however that went, and they asked him, hey, were you aware that it was, you know, today was awareness day for said ailment? I'm not trying to laugh, but it's just the way Pusha T responded, like, oh, really? I didn't even know. I wasn't even aware of that. Like, but it's like, come on, bro. What do you mean you wasn't aware? You know you were. You do your research. You're methodical. He did it on purpose to just really lay that combo blow in. And I mean, a lot of people are arguing, saying it was a little too much. I kind of have to agree on that. And but at the end of the day, I do agree. Now I'm gonna see the moral meme. Moral, oral. Y'all remember that little weird fucking anime moral? The moral side of me is like, ah, yo. Pusha T, that shit went hard, nigga. That's the, wait, hold on. My bad, I fucked it up. That, well, nigga, both sides of me is like, that shit went hard, nigga. That whole song went hard. But it's at the same time, the moral oral, you know, he's like, yo, listen, you went a little bit too far, bro. Just a little bit. You didn't need that, you know, you already had the one, two, three. You didn't need to add the four in. And that four on the day, you didn't need to do that. But he did it. It is what it is. I mean, it's like when you see people in a fight. You see them boxers swinging on each other, MMA. And, you know, you already see the nigga choking him out. But then while he choking him out, then he got to, like, one more time, like, bomb him in the head and body slam him or whatever it is. Just get up while he getting up. He kick him real quick. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those things. You already know the fight is over. You don't need to. You didn't need to, like, do all of that. You ain't need to do it. But we're glad you did. I kind of, you know what I'm saying? It's the only reason why, I'm going to be honest, why I think I'm glad that he did. And I mean it in the sense of, this is not to hurt anyone's feelings at all. All right? I completely understand 100% family members. I have family members dealing with shit, you know what I'm saying? So I completely understand. I'm just saying, in the midst of rap beef and what it is, there's a reason why he didn't. I'm sure Drake is going to fire back. Drake, he responded to the original, Infrared, in less than 24 hours. So I'm sure Drake is going to respond. I'm not going to say he's going to respond in another 24 hours, but even as long as Drake responds, let's say within the next few days, it still counts. Because if Pusha came back quick,
Drake got to go back quick. So, I mean, it need to be a boom, boom, bam. Y'all got to keep, but Drake, you got to give him some combos. He hit you with a four-piece. You got to hit him with, like, you got to do that Street Fighter combo, that Mortal Kombat combo. Like, you got to, but don't, you can't dig in too deep, because Pusha T probably has something else. So, it's kind of like you got to pretty much take it all the way there. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, bomb, you got to force Pusha T to go the distance. You got to force him to go the distance. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, whatever you come back with, you got to force him to go the distance. So, anyway, listen, y'all be safe out there. Nobody get the Gats. Nobody get the Dracos. You know what I'm saying? Nobody. Let's just keep this thing. Let's keep this thing strictly on wax. You know what I'm saying? Because I know y'all both got to be in y'all feelings to some degree. So, at the end of the song, I mean, at the end of Autodon, he even says, oh, you were mad or whatever, angry or whatever. Let's see how mad you get or something. Y'all listen to that track. He really was like, come on, Drake, what's up? What are you going to do? But anyway, this is my time. It's your boy, King Swag. This is Henny Tings. Thank you all for listening. Stay blessed. Enjoy the rest of your day. I got more coming. We got more coming. We out here. Squaw!